From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says that Syria's president must step down. Speaking in London after talks with British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond, Kerry urged Russia and Iran to use their influence in Syria to convince Bashar al-Assad to negotiate.
We're prepared to negotiate. Is Assad prepared to negotiate? Really negotiate? Is Russia prepared to bring him to the table and actually find the solution to this violence? Those are the pregnant questions.
Separately, the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Islamist insurgents killed 56 members of the Syrian government forces in the country's northwestern Idlib province. The killings happened earlier in the week, but it took several days to confirm the deaths. Italy's Coast Guard says that more than 4,500 people were rescued Saturday off the Libyan coast as calm seas triggered a rush of migrants trying to reach Europe in overcrowded boats and barges. A Coast Guard statement said that the agency coordinated 20 rescue operations and that a woman's body was found in one inflatable boat. Greek rescuers and ships from Germany, Croatia, and Britain were also involved, along with personnel from the medical group Doctors Without Borders. Saturday's migrant surge came after nearly a week of bad weather slowed the maritime migrant flow to a crawl. It also came as European leaders continued to struggle to cope with the largest movement of humanity on the continent since World War II. Austria was bracing for as many as 10,000 more migrants after Hungarian authorities shifted tactics and began shipping migrants to the Austrian border. This is VOA News.